Well, good Christmas morning, beloved. And thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning as we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in anticipation of His soon return. Amen. Well, today on this beautiful Thursday morning, we are studying Job chapter 28. And here, the book of Job is the story about a good and righteous man who was afflicted with a repulsive disease. He lost family members and property, and he questioned God about human suffering. God's response was a poetic picture of God's divine power and wisdom, and Job humbly acknowledged God as wise and great. Today's reading, an interlude in the story, employs the imagery of miners digging for silver, gold, and precious stones, and affirms that wisdom cannot be bought with these elements. Rather, true wisdom is found by having reverence for the Lord, a theme that will be repeated in tomorrow's reading. And, again, God's saving word for us as we continue this Christmas week is wisdom. So, let's begin reading Job chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. There are mines where silver is dug. There are places where gold is refined. We dig iron out of the ground and melt copper out of the stones. Miners explore the deepest darkness. They search the depths of the earth and dig for rocks in the darkness. Far from where anyone lives or human feet ever travel, they dig the shafts of mines and they work in loneliness, clinging to ropes in the pits. Food grows out of the earth, but underneath the same earth, all is torn up and crushed. The stones of the earth contain sapphires, and its dust contains gold. No hawk sees the roads to the mines, and no vulture ever flies over them. No lion or any other fierce beast ever travels those lonely roads. Miners dig the hardest rocks, dig mountains away at their base, and they tunnel through the rocks. They discover precious stones. They dig to the source of the rivers and bring to light what is hidden. But where can wisdom be found? Where can we learn to understand? Wisdom is not to be found among mortals. No one knows its true value. The depths of the oceans and seas say that wisdom is not found there. It cannot be bought with silver or gold. The finest gold and jewels cannot equal its value. It is worth more than gold, than a gold vase or finest glass. The value of wisdom is more than coral or crystal or rubies. The finest topaz and the purest gold cannot compare with the value of wisdom. Where, then, is the source of wisdom? Where can we learn to understand it? No living creature can see it, not even a bird in flight. Even death and destruction admit they have heard only rumors. God alone knows the way, knows the place where wisdom is found, because He sees the ends of the earth, sees everything under the sky. When God gave the wind its power and determined the size of the sea, when God decided where the rain would fall and the path that the thunder clouds should travel, it was then He saw wisdom and tested its worth. He gave it His approval. God said to us humans, to be wise, you must have reverence for the Lord. To understand, you must run from evil. And today's key verse is Job chapter 28, verse 28, where God said to us humans, to be wise, you must have reverence for the Lord. You know, beloved, wisdom is often, you think of wisdom, you think of knowledge, of facts, or whatever, and wisdom is often confused for knowledge, but knowledge is something that, is just a click away. You can sit down at your computer and you can just dig through the depths of all the knowledge that has been accumulated in this world, you can know the greatest things, whether it's medical or whether it's engineering or whatever. All of this knowledge is literally at your fingertips when you sit down at a computer. But wisdom is not the same thing as knowledge. Wisdom is to see and to understand the mind of God, to see that things don't always work out the way that learned men, men who have accumulated great knowledge, doesn't always work out that way. Wisdom is something that is not attained through a college degree, but it is attained, how do you get it? By reverencing the Lord. That's what it means to be wise. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you alone know where wisdom is found, and you alone see the ends of the earth and everything under the sky. Reverence for you is the way to become wise. Guide me each day as I seek to grow in knowledge of you and learn from your teachings. In your holy name I humbly pray. Amen. Well, that brings our morning together to an end, beloved. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas morning, Christmas day, and I'll be back again tomorrow morning when we will be reading Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 33, where the value of Proverbs is described. Until tomorrow, then, again, enjoy your Christmas day, and may God richly bless you, is my prayer.